This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. I want you to get a Bible and a piece of paper and a pencil. You can follow along in your Bible with the passages we're going to be discussing today. You can also write them down so you can go back and re-examine those passages to study for yourself, to reaffirm what has been said today. I want you to be a true student of God's Word, because being a student of God's Word, you study the Word to see what it says for yourself. It's like the Apostle Paul told his son Timothy to study to show himself to be approved unto God, a person who is a workman who needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Timothy was a son in the faith to the Apostle Paul, and Paul was kind of a mentor to him, nurtured him along, and encouraged him in his walk of faith. We've been discussing God's purpose for us and God's design, God's desire that we have eternal life. God wants mankind to have eternal life. God created man in his image, and we are to be like Jesus Christ. We talked from the book of Romans, chapter 8, and if you have a Bible and can turn there, please do. Write down Romans chapter 8. And we're looking at verses 28 and 29, where the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Rome, and he says, "For we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified." Through Jesus Christ, we have been blessed as God's children when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We are God's kids, God's children. And John talks about this as well, that we are the children of God. And as a great parent wanting what's best for us, what better parent can you have than the Creator of the universe? He loves you unconditionally and provides for you, will provide anything that you desire as long as it is within what he sees as best according to his will. God created an entity, if you will. If you turn to the book of Ephesians, the first chapter, and what God created as a unique, and I'm going to call it an organization for the lack of a better term, God created in Christ a network of individuals. Yeah, the organization, the entity is called the church. The church is the body of Christ, and anyone who accepts Jesus Christ can be part of that true church, the body of Christ. And we find that the Apostle Paul tells us that God chose Jesus to be not only the Savior of the world, but the Father of all of us who believe. Just as he chose him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and blameless before him in love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself according to the kind intention of his will. That's Ephesians 1, verses 4 and 5. What God has in mind is that anyone who is part of the church will have eternal life. The church, by God's design from the beginning, was going to be an entity that anyone who was in the church, part of the bride of Christ, would have eternal life. He chose Jesus before the foundation of the world. Jesus did not exist at the foundation of the world, but at, like an architect planning a building, planning a house, God had in his whole plan for salvation the need for a Savior when the time was right. And Jesus was born, lived among men, died, and rose again when the fullness of time was come. When the time was right, when God saw that the world was ready to receive the Savior, Jesus was born. Jesus showed God's plan to the people of his day, and he showed what the kingdom of God would be like through his parables and through his miracles, and gave the people a taste of what the kingdom of God was going to be like. And then anyone who would accept Jesus Christ could be part of God's family, and we would be then kings and priests in a future day that is coming in the kingdom of God when the kingdom of God is established. The church was predestined. We individually have not been predestined. We have the free choice, the free will to choose to be part of the church, part of the body of Christ. And we do so by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, by believing, by repenting, that's turning around from and having our sins forgiven by God and having our sins washed away in baptism, which is immersion, and then walking a holy life. And Paul talks about that also in the book of Romans, the 6th chapter, and this is a very important passage when it deals with baptism, because once we walk in Christ, there should be no desire to go back to our old ways. And God sheds his grace on us as a loving father blesses his children today. In Romans chapter 6, verse 4, it says that we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. Baptism is a washing away of our sins, and if there is no immersion, there's no burial. And Paul says here that we are buried with him through baptism into death, that the old man has died, our old nature has died, and he tells the church at Corinth that we are a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away, new things have come. We are a new creature in Jesus Christ. So it is not of our new nature to want to habitually sin. When a person who truly follows Jesus Christ is sinning, they usually have a guilty conscience. It's not what they really want to do. And they wrestle with this until they get to a point, if they don't turn around, if they don't ask for forgiveness, the heart becomes hardened and they continue to walk further and further and further away from God. It is possible to lose your salvation, but it's not what God wants. He wants us to stop. He wants us to turn around and come back to him. He wants us to ask him for forgiveness. And when we ask, he does. He forgives. He forgets. Our sins are gone. And we need to continue to live a holy life. Once we've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we don't have salvation made. We don't have it complete. We've been given a portion of the Spirit of God. Paul calls it the earnest of the Spirit. It's a down payment of the Spirit that dwells in us. When we accept Jesus Christ, as Peter put it on the day of Pentecost, he told the people of that day, and you write this verse down in Acts 2:38, he said that when the people were convicted of their sin. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And that promise was not only to them, but to us as well. We receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God's manifested power working in our lives today. It is God in our life. It is the Comforter in our life. It is a power and influence that God uses. He used it to create the world. He used it through Jesus, as Jesus performed miracles, and that same power, that same influence works in our life. It is not a being. It's not a human. It's a power, something that is invisible and can't be seen, but we can see the effects of it. And the power of God dwells in you. And through that power, God works and does mighty things through the people that follow him, listen to him, obey him, and desire to walk in him. It's my desire that you continue to follow the ways that God has laid down in his word. But it's important that you study the word of God yourself to see what the scriptures truly say, because there are a lot of things then being said out in the world that are contrary to scripture, and you need to study it for yourself to see what it says. And that's why I want you to take the verses we've looked at today, go back and re-examine them and see if they are indeed true. And I know you will find that they are. May God bless you as you continue to study God's holy word.